Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
El mundo entero rodará bajo tus pies, de ti depende lo que quieras recorrer.
No hace falta darle tiempo al tiempo.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Don't be fooled by the name, Monsieur Perrinet, or the sound, which looks back to the classic jazz of the Hot Club of France in the 1930s. This band is not French, and they're not a bunch of old-timers. Monsieur Perrinet is a gypsy jazz band from Colombia, and their blend of swing and Latin American folk earned them the Best New Artist Award at last year's Latin Grammys. This year, they're nominated for a regular Grammy in the Best Latin Rock, Urban, or Alternative Album category. Their latest record is called Caja de Música, or Music Box, and the band has crowded into our studio to play some of it for us live. With the song Nuestra Canción, here's Monsieur Perrinet live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That is a great sound. That's the Colombian band with the French name, Monsieur Perinet, live here in our New York studio on Soundcheck with a song called Nuestra Canción, Our Song. You'll find it on their latest record called Caja de Música, Music Box, which is out now, already a Latin Grammy winner and now nominated for a Grammy as well. And it's a big band. I'll introduce you to everyone presently, but let's start, Catalina. You're the lead singer and part of a busy percussion section in this band as well. Was that a vibraslap, thing that you kept?
Yeah.
This is such a classic sound, you know, echoes of Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, even though you don't have a violinist in the band. You have everything else.
We have.
You do have, just not here with you today.
He is, but he's not playing the violin.
So Santi, who's sticking to guitar and guitar-like instruments today. So you play the violin as well?
Yes, sir. I play the violin sometimes.
So were you a fan of both Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli?
Yes, when I was in an academy, I was 16 years old, and I was playing violin. And in the school, they were messing with me because I was playing Bach and Vivaldi. And they said, no, that's music like for ladies. And I found like this Django Reinhardt music and Stefan Grappelli, and I say, wow, jazz with violin, and I thought, wow, this is great. And I started like really loving it, this music.
And so when you started playing Grappelli and Reinhardt, the kids stopped picking on you because that wasn't music for ladies?
Yeah, that's they stopped because I was just in the school.
I don't understand that at all, but okay. What about for you, Catalina? How did you get into this music?
I never thought that I was going to sing. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the university to study anthropology because I loved the cultures and the mixed cultures. And I was in Bogota, but I was always like trying to have musician friends. Mm-hmm. And I met Nicolas and another friend with whom we started the band, and they started to invite me to sing, but I was super shy,
Well, but, you know, studying anthropology in different cultures, that it sounds like that came in handy because now you're weaving together all these different sounds from different parts of the world and different times.
Yeah, and it's beautiful to be traveling also. That teaches us a lot. You know, you have a lot of experiences that become super important for what you're doing, for what you're saying, and of course for the compositions.
Mm-hmm. So, Nico, were you already into the sounds of swing jazz, gypsy jazz, when you met Catalina?
Yeah, a little bit, but I actually went into it with Santiago's discovery in the academy, because we started in the same academy.
Uh-huh.
So that's where he told me, look at this Django person, and who's he?
So Santiago preaching the gospel of Django down in Bogota. Very nice.
I found the god of guitar.
have you guys? Are you familiar with this electro swing stuff?
Yeah,
Parov Stellar and Caravan Palace.
Yeah, great.
Very big in Europe. It's not so well known here in the States.
It's really nice. Yeah, when we started, we wanted to be a little bit like them.
Yeah, we tried to.
So you tried to work in electronics and stuff like that?
Yes.
And we recorded
like a demo, some demos.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first demo was like an electro swing style.
Yeah. But you decided to...
Yeah, we saw that it was like nicer to be like organic and have like the instruments. Of course, electronic music, we love it, but it was nice to have drums and to have like tambores, all the percussion and all the wooden instruments, which sound have another magic.
Right, and which keep Darwin and Miguel very busy over in their corner of the studio today. I also want to mention Adinda, who's playing what looks like a fold-up bass. Does that bass fold in half?
No, but
you
can make it a bit smaller. It's like it's an acoustic double bass, but then electric. So it's
smaller than
a
double bass.
You
don't need to buy a seat for it on the airplane.
It's a bit smaller,
Yeah. And then the horn section, the all-important horn section with Isaiah on sax and Robert playing the trombone, all here with us on Soundcheck today. So this electro swing stuff, you know, that's dance music. It's rooted in the dance music of the 1930s, but also EDM, electronic dance music. you guys have gone for a more organic sound, but Santi, this is still dance music, isn't
yeah,
it?
Of course. That's what we tried to do. We tried to make like a super heavy sound on live, like people can also make a party of our concerts. But also we have like the vibe of acoustic instruments, which are like really, it has another like, other energy.
Yeah.
And can reach other audiences also.
Well, this next song, Mi Libertad, My Freedom.
Yeah.
Is this one of yours?
My Freedom, yes.
Mi Libertad is the name of the song. You'll find it on the album Caja de Música, but this is a live performance on Soundcheck.
Hoy me levanté en otro lugar. Siento ansiedad, la necesidad de contar quién soy para no morir, para no olvidar que la vida es un pequeño soplo de libertad. Hoy seré canción, volaré detrás de las coplas del trovador del campo y de la ciudad. Para no morir, para no olvidar que el dolor existe y con amor lo voy a curar. Yo soy una aventurera, una madrugada en soledad. Soy una guitarra que canta el viento, una cordillera que llega al mar. Corre fuego, mis ojos brillan en la oscuridad y mi voz hambrienta no tiene miedo de cantar por siempre mi libertad. Hoy te llevaré hacia el interior de mis sentimientos, al lado oculto del corazón. Para no morir, para no olvidar que somos del tiempo, polvo del viento, suerte fugaz. Yo soy una aventurera, una madrugada en soledad. Soy una guitarra que canta el viento, una para no olvidar. No dejaré mi presente en manos de otra voluntad. Iré hacia el frente sin mirar atrás.
respirando, 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 respirando. Mi libertad, yo soy.
Once again, the band Monsieur Perinet live on Soundcheck with a song called Mi Libertad. Before you put that Ronroco away, Santi, give me a little more. Just give people a chance to hear what that... This is a South American... Is it Argentine?
It's like Bolivia, Peruvian. Bolivian. It's the song between a guitar and a charango.
Right, the charango is the instrument made out of an armadillo shell.
Yes.
It's kind of like a mandolin.
Yeah.
And so this is a five-string instrument.
This is ten strings.
Five courses.
Yeah. And it sounds really nice. It has like the mountain inside.
Yeah. That's a great sound. Yeah. That is a very kind of típico sound.
Yeah, it's really, really beautiful. It gets you into the Andean mountains.
Yeah. So, Catalina, that song has a little bit of a different sound, you know, maybe a step away from the swing jazz of much of the rest of the group.
Yeah, that's because it's really connected to be proud of being from Latin America and loving Latin American music and culture and also the stories inside of the instruments, you know, the people who are building this sound since I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
It has like a feeling of the earth. So it's our way to sing to the earth also.
So what do you guys think about this Grammy nomination in the category of Latin rock, urban, or alternative album?
Well, we got strange. Really surprised. because... This band never was thinking about Grammys and, you know, all this stuff. We had been playing just for, I don't know, for real, like for 4 years. We just released our first album in 2012. And, of course, it's great to be nominated and to have this opportunity to show to the world, to the Latin industry, to the American industry and to everyone what we are doing, because we didn't grow in the massive media.
We grow
through internet and we did
word of
everything
mouth.
As an independent artist. So it's great to have this opportunity and we are thankful because of it. But, you know, what we like to do is music. So
more than prices,
So if people call you rock, urban, and alternative, you're fine with that.
Yeah, it's okay. It's music.
So did it change? I mean, do you hear a big difference in sound between the first record and this current one?
Yeah, of course. We in sound, like in terms of recording, it has a lot of quality, much more than the first we did.
Despite which, Catalina, the next song you're going to do for us is from that earlier record, right?
Yes, it is. We release Hecho a Mano, that it's the name of the first album, in 2012 as an
Made
independent, an independent album. And this song, it's like when we release it, I remember we were afraid because it was weird for us because it had this mix between swing and vallenato. So we thought, okay, people is not gonna understand it and this is gonna be weird, you know, this could be not be the best song to release it. But then people was really connected.
Yeah.
So it has, we recorded the accordion, but it also has like the cumbia style. So it's
right, but it wasn't just the mix of the kind of European jazz sound and the Latin American sound. It's also the mix of La Muerte,
yeah,
death,
yeah,
with this really happy up-tempo sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something like, for example, what happens in Mexico, in which death is not something like really sad, but it's also like a new life.
Yeah.
So we're trying to like to embrace this concept of death, which is better than the other one.
And yeah. to laugh a little bit about this dark side.
All right. Well, let's hear the song. La Muerte, death is the name of it. It's another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio by the Colombian band Monsieur Perinet.
Bueno. Damas y caballeros, sean todos ustedes bienvenidos a este espectacular baile donde te haremos bailar con la muerte. De Colombia y para el mundo entero, tengo el gusto de presentarles a esta maravillosa banda. Nosotros somos we'll be right back.
Well, that sounds like about as much fun as a person can have while singing about death. La Muerte is the name of the song, and that's off the first album by the band Monsieur Perrinet, the Colombian group playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Their most recent album, up for a Grammy, is Caja de Música, Music Box. And there is no person named Monsieur Perrinet. I mean,
who knows?
Who knows? People have weird names, but, you know, I would translate it as Mr. Perineum would be the English word. And for folks who don't know what a perineum is, you can look it up online. Suffice to say that it's unlikely that there is a person with this name anywhere. But so
if you know somebody, if you're connected and you know somebody, please tell him to reach us.
So what happens next for you guys? Are you already on to a third record, or are you taking some time now?
Well, we're going to be this year playing this new album. We're going to be
in April,
yeah.
Yes, we're going to be in California in April.
Yes. And in the end of the year, we're going to make a symphonic concert with the National Symphonic Orchestra from Colombia.
Really?
In December, we're going to make, like, take nice songs from the first and the second album and maybe put two more.
The nice songs.
The nice songs, yeah. And making, this concert. And for the next year, we want to start, like, maybe in January, start recording a new album. Ah. If we have, like, time, money, and everything.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in the meantime, congratulations on the Latin Grammy Award.
Thank you.
Good luck
Thank
with the Grammys coming up shortly. The album is called Caja de Música by Monsieur Perrinet, and they've been playing for us on Soundcheck today. Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank
this
you.
Is Soundcheck. By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.